This is Profit Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, brought to you by the Iowa Soybean Association. They're driven to deliver opportunities and results for Iowa's 40,000 soybean farmers. Visit iasoybeans.com to learn more. I'm Dustin Huffman. Well, yet a failure to pass an updated farm bill has left critical ag programs in limbo, creating uncertainty for farmers and rural communities nationwide. Among the many casualties of this legislative gridlock is funding for climate-smart agriculture, which helps producers adopt sustainable practices to improve soil and water quality. Without renewed support, these initiatives risk stalling as farmers face increasing financial challenges and market volatility. We'll talk about the situation next.
Local research, real results. Join the Iowa Soybean Association for an Innovation to Profit meeting near you to discover how cutting-edge research impacts profitability in your area. Meetings will take place in Sheffield on February 18th, Storm Lake on February 20th, Afton on February 25th, and Washington on February 27th. Engage with fellow farmers and explore trial results, conservation benefits, cost-share opportunities, and more. Register for Innovation to Profit today by visiting iasoybeans.com. The Iowa Soybean Association, driven to deliver for Iowa's 40,000 and soybean farmers.
John Doggett has dedicated over 30 years to advocating for U.S. farmers and ranchers through various ag trade organizations. Reflecting on the progress of climate-smart agriculture in our industry, he expected the American aspect to be further along than we are right now.
Well, I think we could be a lot further along. And I look back at my career and working on climate change issues in Washington, D.C. for farmers and ranchers. I was the lead lobbyist on climate issues with the American Farm Bureau back in the 90s. We wasted 25, 30 years arguing about things that weren't really getting us to the point where we could do what we need to do. The environmental community didn't understand agriculture, and agriculture felt threatened by some of the things that were coming down the pike.
It's critical to get more funding as farmers adopt climate-smart practices and see the benefits like healthier soil and greater resilience to extreme weather swings. Federal incentives have helped drive this progress, but with funding in limbo, vital support could disappear. Without it, the momentum towards sustainable agriculture may slow, just as its impact is becoming more clear.
We're finally to a point where I think there's more and more people in agriculture who are saying, you know what, we can do something with this. We can expand some markets on our farm or ranch, and we can go ahead and make a more resilient operation here for our family. Those are things that we can get done, and we have some money to do it. And farmers and ranchers say, we want incentive-based voluntary programs, and this is an incentive-based voluntary program that has quite a bit of money for it.
Doggett argues that when funding is available and farmers are eager to participate, there should be no reason for unnecessary delays. He believes that demand for climate-smart programs proves their value, making it frustrating to see them stalled by legislative inaction. With the right support, these initiatives could continue expanding, benefiting both the farmers and the environment for which they care.
It's trying to get to a farm bill. And, you know, when you try to get to a farm bill, you got to find the money. And there's money in that pot. But I think that's a different pot. That climate smart money, that is a five-year program, now in the first year, that will help U.S. agriculture make the transition even more efficient production. And we've been doing that for eons. But this is an opportunity to take some money and get a little further along. That money is being looked at by some folks as saying, hey, this is the way that we can go ahead and afford such and such in the farm bill. And, you know, everybody's looking for the money.
The delay that we've been fighting in passing the new farm bill is creating unnecessary uncertainty for farmers who want to invest in proven, practical conservation methods. Without action from lawmakers, agriculture faces more red tape and fewer opportunities to strengthen both productivity and land stewardship. For this story and more, log on to our website at iowaagnet.com. For Profit Matters, I'm Dustin Huffman.